In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you have a good, benevolent, gracious King, then everything will go well for you if you live in His kingdom. The good King, because He has power and authority to do so, can bring peace and prosperity to His entire realm. The bad King, however, because He has the same power and authority, can bring unrest and disaster to His realm. Psalm 72, which we prayed, is a prayer by or for Solomon to bless the king, and in blessing the king, bless the land. Give the king God's own judgment and righteousness, so that the people under him may benefit. As it goes for the king, so it will go for the people. The people need justice and righteous action, and then they can live in shalom and shua, complete peace and the wide and broad deliverance of God from all enemies. If you have a good king, everything will go well. David and his son Solomon were the hope of Israel. They united and broadened the kingdom of Israel, and Solomon built the first great temple for Yahweh, who blessed Solomon with wisdom and riches. And things went well for a while. But for political reasons, Solomon married women from many other nations with many other gods, and he let himself be led astray in the worship of those gods. 1 Kings reports that Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, for Molech, the abomination of the Ammonites, and so he did for all his foreign wives who made offerings and sacrificed to their gods. Because of that idolatry, the nation of Israel was split into the northern and southern kingdoms, and finally both were taken into exile. When you have a bad king, things go badly. Neither David the adulterer and murderer, nor Solomon the idolater, nor any other king of Israel could fulfill the hope for a king who would bring everything for which Solomon and the people pray in Psalm 72. Solomon and Israel pray in this psalm, perhaps at his coronation, for a king who would give them full peace, righteousness, and fruitfulness of the earth, and deliver justice for the poor and the oppressed, whose rule would finally extend far beyond the borders of Israel. But those who prayed originally in the psalm would not see that king's coming. Israel's kings were better or worse in various ways, but none of them was the good king for whom they had prayed. Where was the servant of Isaiah 42, upon whom Yahweh would put his spirit, who would bring forth justice to the nations? Where was the shoot and branch of Jesse, who would not judge by what his eyes saw or decide disputes by what his ears heard? The one who would judge for the poor in righteousness and decide for the meek of the earth in equity, whose belt would be righteousness and faithfulness, whose coming would mean that there would be so much shalom, peace, and shua, salvation, that even predator and prey would lie down in peace and eat the same food together. No more hurt or destruction over the whole earth, because the knowledge of Yahweh would fill the whole earth. Where was this king, and when would he appear? You know the answer, of course. This king would reign forever. This king who would reign forever and be Lord of all creation, he has come. He who was born king of the Jews stands as a signal for all nations, that they together might come to him. And see the marvelous work of God. God, who was king of Israel was set aside by the people in favor of a human king who could not finally save them from themselves and their sin and idolatry. In fact, those human kings engaged in the same sin and idolatry. But then God takes that human king, whom the people had asked for in his place, and he puts him into the line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So through that very genealogy, God would bring a king in the house and line of David to be born at Bethlehem. God uses all of the evil that people can throw at his word and promises, and he brings it all full circle in his own promised son and king. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Of the increase of his government and of shalom there shall be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. If you have a good king, then everything is shalom, complete peace. Everything is shua, deliverance and salvation. Everything is justice and righteousness, the same justice and righteousness of God himself, wrapped up in the flesh of a king who rides a donkey and dies on a Roman cross. But in that lowliness, in that humility, he rides in victory over the oppressor. His death is life and salvation for Israel and for all nations, for you and for me. He has begun to open wide the good land of his kingdom. He rains down his word on barren hearts, and faith continues to sprout as if it were eternally spring. Waters break forth in the wilderness, streams in the desert. The burning sand becomes a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. His word comes down like rain and snow, and it never returns to him empty, no matter what we think we see. And the wide and spacious deliverance of God spreads until the whole earth is seen to be under the eternal reign of its God and Creator. Like rain on the mown grass and irrigating showers on the earth, the wilderness and the dry land, are glad. The desert rejoices and blossoms like a crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. Behold, Yahweh your God comes with might. The king in the line of David, who shall tend his flock like a shepherd and carry his lambs in his arms. And when we finally see our king coming in glory, then all things will be made well and good. The only truly good, completely benevolent, and unconditionally gracious king is our king. His goodness is our goodness. His righteousness is our righteousness. And his justice is justice on behalf of poor sinners who cannot themselves escape the oppression of sin and death in this creation. Come, O King, and crush the oppressor. Judge your people in righteousness and your poor in justice. Lift up for us mountains of shalom and hills of righteousness. Plant us firmly and steadfastly in your house so that we may flourish in your courts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.